The federal government is spending as much as $10 billion on trailers and mobile homes for the victims of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. For perspective, that's about 10 times what it costs for NASA to launch a space shuttle. For many people, the trailers are much-needed shelter during the long, arduous struggle to bring back a normal life. For some companies, providing trailers means huge contracts and a crush of work. As part of NPR's Katrina anniversary coverage, NPR's Pam Fessler looks at how money for trailers has been spent.
This is the story of a trailer. Donna and Johnny Hooper live there, but you paid for it. The bill? FEMA says it's about $27,000. But other estimates put the cost to buy, install, and maintain a trailer or mobile home at more than twice that amount. $50,000, even $60,000.
Me, that's a waste of money for each trailer. That amount of money, they could build you a house. That's money they could get you to start over.
Donna Hooper sits in a trailer now parked in front of what remains of her Violet, Louisiana home, just down the Mississippi River from New Orleans. This neighborhood is quite frankly still a mess. Piles of debris, rusty cars, moldy empty houses. When Hooper bought her small duplex here 10 years ago, she paid just over $15,000. Of course, now her home is uninhabitable.
We lost everything because the water was up above the roof. We couldn't salvage anything.
I think these people needed a home to live in, a place that they could use while they figure out their next steps.
Tina Burnett is FEMA's director of acquisition for Gulf Coast Recovery. She says the government had to act quickly to house so many people. But she admits FEMA ended up spending more per unit than in previous disasters. She says that's because Katrina's devastation was so widespread.
The demand was obviously very high for workers that could install these temporary housing units, as well as people that could haul them. And so that caused the price to go up.
As did shortages of building supplies and the cost of hooking up utilities in places where most utility lines had been destroyed. The bills have been adding up. One of the first the government paid was to Gulfstream Coach, whose main factory is in Napanee, Indiana. The company received contracts worth more than $500 million to produce 50,000 trailers, about a third of the total units bought.
When FEMA was here, just about everybody was putting in 10 to 12 hours a day.
Gulfstream's marketing director, Steve Liddy, says it was a huge undertaking for the company. It added 600 workers to its staff of 800 and started new production lines to fill the government's order in just 5 months, including building Hooper's 32-foot-long White Cavalier.
Back then, we had two lines running here, and instead of a final finish line up there, we had another line looping through on that end. So we actually had three lines in this one facility.
The company also had to move the trailers to staging areas along the Gulf Coast, no easy task. FEMA's Burnett says the government gave the work to Gulfstream because the competitive bidding process would have meant a 2 to 3 month delay.
This was an emergency situation. Gulfstream was able to deliver, and we got a very reasonable price.
About $10,000 a unit, a lot less than the government paid for thousands of trailers it bought off dealership lots in the hectic days after the storm. That's not to mention the millions it spent on mobile homes it couldn't use in the Gulf Coast. Mobile homes are larger than trailers and aren't allowed in floodplains. FEMA has been widely criticized for not being better prepared for the storm, for not having competitive contracts lined up in advance to avoid making hasty purchases. Four of the most controversial contracts went to Bechtel, CH2M Hill, Shaw, and Floor Enterprises. These no-bid contracts to install the trailers and mobile homes were initially expected to cost about $400 million, but they've since grown to more than $3.3 billion. Texas-based Floor, which installed the Hooper's trailer, got the largest share.
It's not as simple as you would think to set up a travel trailer in someone's front yard.
Lowell Wiles oversees Floor's housing program in Louisiana. He says few people appreciate all the work involved, such as sorting through the rules and permit requirements of dozens of different parishes and municipal governments. Wiles says the company also had to track down each person approved for a trailer and meet them at their property to do an assessment.
We go to the site, actually lay out the best place to put the trailer, verify that there is sewer and water, and power.
And in a lot of cases, there wasn't, so that had to be fixed. Fluor installed more than 50,000 units. FEMA estimates it cost about $10,000 to set up one trailer in someone's yard. It's three times that amount to install it in a group site, not including huge fees to lease the land. Fluor handled 30 such sites, including this one in St. Bernard Parish, where workers are trying to get more than 150 temporary homes ready before the start of the school year. They're installing wheelchair ramps on some homes and digging ditches for a 3-inch water pipe. Wiles says that these are major construction projects, and he has this response to those who insist the work could be done for less.
They've obviously never installed a travel trailer in Louisiana for the U.S. government.
Hello, my name is Donna Hooper. I have a FEMA trailer. I live in Violet.
But for the Hoopers, getting the trailer installed was the easy part. It's the maintenance that's been the problem.
And I've been having a leak from my tub for the last 2 months, and no one has come out to fix it.
Hooper is frustrated because each time she or her husband takes a shower, water squirts across the floor. She's on the phone now, trying one more time to get help. One maintenance worker did stop by a couple of months ago. He suggested she just stand at the back of the tub. That didn't work.
This is what we've been doing, been putting towels down to catch the water when we take a bath or a shower. And you run the water.
It doesn't take long before the water starts to ooze through a crack. Trailer maintenance was initially the responsibility of Fluor and the other three housing contractors. But in May, FEMA turned the work over to 36 smaller companies, with contracts worth up to $100 million apiece. But the transition wasn't always smooth. Hooper had to call several numbers before she got the right one, and she's pretty dubious about the response.
Well, I guess I would have to wait till tomorrow to see if someone's going to show up.
But lo and behold, the following day...
Problem solved. Making people happy one at a time. Huh?
Gary McShann of B&I Services, the contractor, has come to fix the leak. McShann gives Johnny Hooper his name and number and says if the problem returns, give him a call.
We'll spray some Lysol in there, make sure. Keep any type of mold from reoccurring and keep the smell down.
Wet wood had been smell like that. Yeah.
Johnny Hooper hopes this will end the headaches he's been getting since living in the trailer. He and his wife think they could be here for a while. When they do leave, there will be other costs for the government and the taxpayer. Unhooking the trailer, taking it away, storing it, or putting it up for sale. Donna Hooper doesn't know what to make of it all.
Well, I'm happy we have a roof over our head, but some things could be done different.
And indeed, FEMA in early August awarded competitive contracts to six companies to install and maintain trailers for future disasters. As for whether the money could be better spent on providing permanent housing for victims, that would require a change in law. FEMA is now only allowed to provide temporary housing, no matter the cost. Pam Fessler, NPR News.